No, we met him.
Of course, I'm sure.
I used to work for Fuller Brush, and I'm out of business, and you can see why.
Man.
Oh, man.
I bet he was a salesman.
I bet he sold a lot.
He should be on the board.
Ain't too much for me to handle.
The next application is case number 11-326, the application of Joseph and Virginia Roy, trustees, requesting a variance from the corner side yard setback requirement, being located southeast of Road 350, Railway Road, and northwest of Denton Woods Road, and being northwest of Oakwood Road, and being lot one within Denton Woods subdivision, and being identified more specifically on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, map 8, parcel 325. On this application, we received a note on a mail return and three mail returns. And the note just states, I believe the aforementioned variant should be granted forthwith. And I believe it is signed Vincent Rivera, but I wouldn't swear to it, the owner of lot 73. Is that right?
Yeah, Vincent.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your names and addresses for the record?
James Clark, 218 Battlefield Road, Locust Grove, Virginia.
My name is Michael J. Roy. Old Town, Maryland, 21555. The road is 24601 Walliser Road.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
We're here today to try to obtain a variance of 2 foot from the corner of our lot and to the home, which right now is 13 foot, and that's what we're here for. Janice and I, she's my sister. We got this home through our family trust, and at this point in time, we have it for sale, and we do have some buyers. What we're trying to do here is my father bought this property in 2004. This house existed the way it does right now in 1995 when the original owners, who my father purchased the house from, moved there. So it's been existing for that length of time. And that pretty much summarizes the unique circumstances of this condition. The home has been in that position since 1995, and there were some other permits that were granted for just various items on the property over these years. And like I said, we purchased it in 2004. Again, that kind of explains item B also as far as the unique conditions. Built in 1995, several other permits on the property, possibility of development. I would say if this means this house exists, so if this means if somebody else wanted to put a house there, you know, take that one down and put another one up, they could do so. Excuse me, that covers that. The variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for sale and for the owners that we're selling to. We have to have a clean lien of title to sell this to these people, and we want to make them happy too. We don't feel that we have created any difficulty in this matter because my father purchased a home. Everything sat right where it's at now. Matter of fact, there was a shed that was there that was only like 6 inches from this other property line. And we were asked to move that too. We tried. Being that the house was built in 1995, we tried moving it, and it just pretty much fell apart. So we removed it from the property. As far as affecting the surroundings, I would say no. As far as the character of the neighborhood, I would say no. It shouldn't affect anything. Would it impair development for the adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. Looks like I might have skipped a page here. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at this issue? I would say yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Now, I'm not quite sure what you meant by relief. My answer to that would be yes, because we're trying to sell the home. It would be relief to us, but is that what
relief,
you meant?
Relief from tearing it down.
Right. Yeah. That was tough enough.
Yeah, relief would be the variance itself. Yes. A 2-foot variance when it required 15.
What's that?
The relief is a 2-foot variance when it required 15.
Okay. I see.
So you'd be allowed to keep what's there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you relief.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at this issue? I think that's the same as
it is.
5A, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Special use exemption, I don't
we're
think
not,
no,
that
not.
Affects us at all. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No. Mr. Lank, was the CO issued?
The what we can find in the record is that it's a mobile home originally. The mobile home never got a CO. But it had, residential additions, which all had COs, and they were given COs in 03, 02, and 06. 40 additions. Not saying they were on that side, but that's the reason the fee was waived to get them to public hearing.
Not the dwelling itself?
No, it was a double wide, so it doesn't show that it was ever granted a CO.
Okay. See it about everything else.
Back in the years past, the corner lots were. If there was a need for a variance, it would be taken from the corner side. They would try to stick with the required setbacks on the internal side. And in this lot, it's a through lot. It's got double frontage issues, corner side issues, very restricted lot. But I don't know why the CO was never granted. Maybe it was never requested and just got lost in the system or something way back then, because that was back in 96 when it was issued.
And maybe this, with all the other permits and COs, this might have been questioned.
Should have been picked up when it did the other COs, but it was missed.
Right. Okay.
And that's it for us.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions. Mr. Hutton,
no questions.
Mr. Baker?
No questions.
Mr. Hutton, no questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And I have no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's obvious it's a unique situation. The applicant didn't create this themselves. The home was there before they purchased it. I think their request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and cannot otherwise be developed as it is in strict conformity. We didn't hear any testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. Obviously, hasn't been detrimental to public welfare, and I think the applicant is asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,326.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hutton that we approve case number 11,326. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Reckers?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hutton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11,326 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.